Okay. So today we're learning some Torah from Rav Mordechai of Lechovitz. So especially it's pertinent because we learn the Siva Shalom. So the Siva Shalom's spiritual progenitor, I mean the person who really started the chain that led to the formation of Slanim or Chassidus, was Rav Mordechai of Lechovitz. Mordechai Lechovitz was born in 1741. He passed away in 1810. He was a student of the Magen Mizrich. He was a student of Rav Shlomo of Karlin. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of like, you know, Ka Echsof? So it's not Shlomo, that's of Aaron Karlin, but the same Karlin or Chassidus. Mm-hmm. It's something that's interesting, people talk about a lot, people may be familiar that, you know, on Yud Kislev was when the Baal Tanya was freed from prison. Mm-hmm. So what people don't know, which I discovered, is that the Baal Tanya wasn't the only Hasidic leader who was imprisoned because of false rumors that year. In fact, it wasn't just him, it was actually Rav Asher Mistolin, like the Stolen Rebbe, and also the figure, the Rebbe we're learning about today, Rav Mordechai Lechovitz, also was imprisoned at that time, and he was also freed at the same time in Kislev as Baal Tanya was. So as much as Chabad sort of has this ownership over Yud Kislev, the month of Kislev is actually very connected to the freedom of Hasidic leaders and the freedom to teach Hasidus. So just to get a sense of who he was, so the first source, you have a story about him. So it says, Pam Darsh Beis Knesses, V'nechahal Misnagdim. Now you can imagine, that's kind of an odd situation, right? A Hasidic Rebbe is giving a drasha, the sermon, at a shul of his opponents, right? The Misnagdim or the anti-Hasidim. So V'tarch Yashiv is a pasuk. So you get up there and he's trying to explain, trying to figure out and work out a particular pasuk. And he's having difficulty doing so. So what do you imagine everyone's thinking? Ah, this Hasid, an Am Aretz, he doesn't know anything. Classic. We thought, yeah, they don't know how to learn. So that's what happens. Tzachaku alav Rabbi min Hashomim. Many people who are listening start laughing at him. V'amr, they said, She'en hu miyasha klab advar v'sapasi, because you don't have the ability to understand this pasuk. You're just an Am Aretz. You're just an ignoramus. So Hichzer lehem, so he responds and says, no. He says, Toh matem, says, you are the ones who are incorrect. Rav Osai, he says, I'm not trying to go ahead and work out the pasuk in the Torah. And the Torah is a kukul l'kach. The Torah doesn't need me to go ahead and figure it out. That's not what it's for. He says, rather, avol misyagi, ani yashis pasuk bisochi. He says, I'm trying to figure out the pasuk in me. What does that mean? So obviously, everyone's like, that sounds ridiculous. Like, what do you mean you have a pasuk inside of you? Shuv tzachakuv l'avrav min misnagdim. Of course, everyone in the crowd starts laughing at him. So, ana v'yamar lehem Rimordechai responds and says, shum nivra lo notzer laman atzel bilvad. He said, there's no creation in the world that was created for itself. Right? God didn't create the world for selfish reasons. Mm-hmm. That people should be selfish. He says, the purpose of each and every one of us, in our own way, is to give to others. Is to give to others and to bring joy to our friends. That sounds like a nice purpose, right? So he says, Afani Baruch Hashem zachis legrom lachem ta'anog. He says, if that's the case, Baruch Hashem, I was able to achieve that with you guys. Meaning, v'yizez chari, ki atem smechem begali b'lachem li. Imagine that. Here you have a whole crowd making fun of him, laughing at him, mocking him even, and yet he's able to frame it in a way which is that he sees the positive to it. Mm-hmm. He says, wow, like, they're laughing. Okay, they're laughing to me in a skeptical, mocking, condescending way, but guess what? They're laughing. Mm-hmm. And if the mission is to create tovas hanah for other people, to give to other people, even though it's good, we would never reframe it that way. Mm-hmm. He's able to reframe that experience as one of giving and not of one being shut down. I mean, I imagine if I was up there and everyone started laughing, I would feel like self-conscious, mm-hmm. I was shut down. But here, Mordechai Lechovitz took it as an opportunity to reframe that experience. Mm-hmm. And I have any problems with it. So we'll quickly just look at a couple of... There's not many Torahs that he has. I mean, it's not like, you know, many Rebbes, we have like the Svarim on the Chumash, or on Zayin Tefillah, or Avodah, things like that. And unfortunately, we don't know, he wrote a lot, but we don't have that many of his written writings. But just here, a couple of short ideas, I think that are very powerful, and really pack a punch. He says, about Bereishis. He says, Ha'ikir ma'nidrash b'na adam hu ha'reishis. He says, what's expected and required of us is the Reishis, the beginning. What's that? Hainu ha'achana, the preparation. This is a big idea in Chassidus in general, which is that you ever see, we tell a story, about which Rebbe, that the Rebbe had what's called his Cheder Avodah. This particular area where he would work on his Avodah Hashem privately. So as opposed to many rabbis today who would like do public lighting of Hanukkah candles, this particular rabbi would do so in private. So one chassid wanted to know, like, what does the rabbi do when he's lighting Hanukkah candles? I want to see what happens. So he sneaks in, like all the good stories, he sneaks into the room and he has to say. And he was shocked what happened. Because he's in there and the rabbi is doing like preparations an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, getting ready to do the mitzvah of lighting candles. And finally he comes to it, and within 30 seconds he says, the bracha lights the candles. He's like, it's so crazy. It's like, he spent 3 hours preparing for the mitzvah, preparing for the halakas neiros, and 30 seconds doing the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Seems very disproportionate. So it's this idea as well, which is that when it comes to hachana, when it comes to preparation, that's where we put in our personal subjective experience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The mitzvah is objective. The mitzvah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, it's a tzivoy. Mm-hmm. But when I show what I'm giving to God, I'm personally injecting into this experience, that's where the hachana comes in. That's what he says over here. He says, you got to do your hachana, and after that, God's going to get involved, because that's when you're doing what God wants, the objective. He says, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the verses. You even see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the beginning part. You see that in so many areas in halacha. You see that by challah. You see that by truma. You see that by bikurim. Why is it that God always wants the first? The first, the first? Mm-hmm. It's highlighting, says Rav Mordechai of Lechovich, the importance of first. The importance of the beginning to dedicate that and to consecrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why also, in the morning now, we're talking about right after Shacharis, it's so important to have davening and tefillah, because that's also the rishis, to give that rishis, that beginning to God. The second idea of his is about emunah. He says, "Kol adam tzarch lahamin be'emunah shlema sheyesh lo emunah." That's a crazy concept. Every person needs to believe in complete faith that they have emunah. Or I would say better, that they have the capacity for emunah. I feel like, you know, yakul lahamin. Right? Even if you feel like, I can't believe. So many things in my life have happened that prevented me from believing. Nevertheless, says Rav Mordechai Lechovich, we have to believe that we can believe. Is that crazy? Like, we have to believe? It's kind of like this idea you see in Rav Tzadok, that more important than a Jew believing in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a Jew has to believe a Kaddish Baruch Hu believes in him. That idea is that the same idea, that you have to believe, we have, even if we feel like, am I into it today? I don't feel connected today. We have to believe in the deepest way, the deepest fiber of our being, says Mordechai Lechovich, that we have the possibility to believe. That it's actually within our reach and not just, oh, only for the, you know, the elite and for those who spend all their time like in yeshiva. Mm-hmm. He says, because sometimes what happens, sometimes there are moments where dark clouds, they cover us, they blind us. Because nevertheless, you have to believe with complete faith in our capacity for faith and for our capacity for belief and besiris nefesh. Because sometimes you think about, you want something, right? I want a particular job. I want to get a particular grade. I want to do a particular thing. I want to achieve something in my life. The question is, are you willing to give up everything in order to achieve that aim? That's what Mesirus Nefesh is. Mm-hmm. That I'm willing to give up everything else to get this thing. So some people say, yeah. And usually that's what happens, people who succeed. A lot of times it's like, oh, everything? Oh, I'm not willing to do that. So it says, if the moon is so critical in our life, we'd be willing to have the serious nefesh. We'd be willing to give up everything just to get that thing. If we do, usually, I would say 10 times out of 10, we'll get it. The last thing, this is the third thing, which I thought was fascinating. Because again, these are very short and quick ideas, but I think they really all pack a punch. He says, HaGehenom Nikra Neshia. He says, hell is called Neshia. What does Neshia mean? He tells us, it's Lashon Shechacha. It means to forget. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean? What's the connection between hell and forgetting? I think it's the idea that, you know, people think, oh, hell is this place you go to after you die. Says Mordechai Lechovich, no. Hell could be a place that you're in right now. We all had moments in our lives where we had our own personal hells, where, you know, certain trials and tribulations we had to go through, you know, losses in the family, sickness, things like that. We feel hell right now. And what makes it even more of an even greater hell, says Mordechai Lechovich, is shechacha. Is when we forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Kol anichas l'sham shocheach. When you get to that place, the hell of your life, you forget. Sheyesh Elokim b'olam v'savar shekol aderech hateva. He says, what contributes and even, let's say, magnifies that experience of hell in your life, is you forget about God. You think everything is just coincidence. Everything is natural. That's the way of the world. It's a natural law. If that's true, then that's really depressing. If we're only just a speck of life on some edge of the cosmos, in the Milky Way, and nothing is meaningful, it's a pretty depressing outlook on life.
Yeah.
But in that moment, what have we forgotten? We've forgotten about God. And it's that forgetting about God that enables, that actually creates that experience of hell. He says, if we truly actually believed and we remembered God always, we wouldn't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is you talk about like, the fear of death, the fear of life, the fear of everything. The basis of all like our problems a lot of times in life is fear.
Mm-hmm.
This is the idea of Rabbi Nachman. Right? You shouldn't be feared. You shouldn't be fearful. Why? Because if we truly believe, what does it mean to remember something? It means it's a part of you. Right? Do you have to remember your birthday?
No.
Why?
Because it's ingrained.
It's ingrained. It's a part of you. So remembering Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence and our relationship with Him should be just as ingrained as your birthday. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence and His relationship with us was as great as your birthday, we wouldn't be as afraid as we are. And we wouldn't have the problems that we have. And finally, talk about like having like there's always this balance between aspirations and also like realizing like where we need to go still. So his last Torah is this very interesting idea. He says, if you imagine Lechavich that year, they were there in the sukkah and it started pouring.
Yeah,
so what do you do? Right. So what do you do when it starts pouring?
Yeah, you make kiddush or you say, yeah.
Right. You get out. Right. So, however, what happened is that Ach Rabbi Mordechai liotzim the sukkah. He wasn't leaving. Shalehu. So they asked him, "Halafia dim b'shulchan aruch is a masa hadyo." His b'korin shulchan aruch says that to stay in the sukkah when it's raining. Is the action of a hedyot. How do you translate a hedyot?
Foolish.
Right, it sounds foolish. So what did Rabbi Mordechai say? Hichzer Rabbi Mordechai, halavai yev malas hedyot. He says, halavai, it could be a hedyot. Meaning that there's a certain level, because a hedyot also can not just mean foolish, but also you think in other areas of halach we mentioned the time concept of a hedyot, which I'm trying to remember right now. Like the Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Hedyot is not a fool, he's just a regular Kohen. So the idea of Hedyotos can also be a Madrigan of itself. Well, so what do you make of that? Any other meanings you could take from the fact that he's like, Halavai, we should be a Hedyot?
No, it's all that between perspectives of figuring out, you know, your role in the world, but also he's looking at these different ways. You can look at, like, oh, you're a fool, but also you can look at, oh, you're a Kohen, or you fit into these different roles, and you're fulfilling different things.
Oh, for sure. And you can decide, that, I mean, like, to be a Hedyot, it's like, there's a Madriga there still.
Right.
And, like, meaning you're looking at it as, it's also like, what you frame things, like, negative or positive. It's like,
right.
You're looking at that thing as like, oh, like, such an idiot.
Right.
It's like, no, that's my side, it's a level of Hedyot. Like, right. Oh, we could be a Hedyot, be a Hedyot. So this the story and these four ideas I think really represent and come to his life and really his perspective on the world. And his neshama should be a zechus for us. This is Yahrzeit today. So Mordechai Lechavich, zechus Yagin Aleinu.